Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The relationship between Israel and the United States of America is bound to deteriorate. And the most recent phone call yesterday between Mr. Biden and Mr. Netanyahu is not going to change that one bit. I'd like to quote a few articles regarding this phone call. One is from JTA, dated February 17, saying this: President Joe Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nearly a month into his first term, a time frame that drew criticism from Republicans for its length. The two spoke for an hour, and then Mr. Netanyahu tweeted the following: "The two leaders remarked on their personal relationship of many years and said they will work together for the continuation and strengthening of the unshakable alliance between Israel and the United States." Nice words, but how true are they? Reports have told us that Mr. Biden refused to take any call from Mr. Netanyahu until yesterday this phone conversation took place. The article in Newsmax, dated February 17, added the following: President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone Wednesday after a month of silence that raised concerns in Israel about a frostier relationship between the two allies after former President Donald Trump's warm embrace. Many Israelis fear Biden, who served as President Barack Obama's vice president, will revive his approach to the region, both by returning the Iran deal, or to the Iran deal, and by pressing Israel to make concessions to the Palestinians. Now, the Biden administration has said that Biden didn't talk to Netanyahu for months because he wanted to first talk to the Europeans to see what their stance was on the Iran deal. Now, that admission is already quite telling. When it comes to the Iran deal, the Times of Israel reported on February 1 already, Joe Biden, who was vice president when the deal was signed during the Obama administration, has said he hopes to return the U.S. to the deal. The Biden administration's policy on Iran is expected to be a point of contention between the new U.S. administration and Israel. Israeli officials have voiced strong objections to the United States rejoining the nuclear deal and have also issued threats against Iran in recent weeks. Now, here's an interesting article by Israel Today, which was published on February 15, with a headline, "Israel and Biden, Trouble on the Horizon." Now, this was, of course, written before this phone call, but as I said, the phone call is not going to make any difference. In fact, when you listen to what is being said in this article, you can clearly see that it won't make any difference. And this concept that there is great friendship between Biden and Netanyahu is clearly belied by what happened in the past. Now, here is what the article says. Israel has reason to be deeply concerned about the policy that U.S. President Joe Biden's new administration will pursue vis-a-vis the Jewish state. The Trump administration's recognition that the Golan Heights is Israel territory was effectively withdrawn. The Biden administration has announced that financial aid to the Palestinian Arabs, which Trump canceled, will resume. Biden, furthermore, will allow the Palestinian Authority to reopen the PLO diplomatic mission that Trump closed in Washington, D.C. One important issue viewed by Jerusalem as a threat to Israel is the positive opinion of certain key figures in the Biden administration regarding Iran. Another reason Israel worries about the policies the Biden administration will pursue towards the Jewish state and the Middle East are the appointments of a number of ex-Obama officials to key positions. And then listen carefully, because here we go. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, for example, is an appeaser when it comes to Iran. He was against including Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in the list of recognized terrorist organizations. Blinken was also the one who questioned the legality of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights last week. Biden's Director for National Security, Avril Haines, signed a letter in which Israel was condemned for violence, terrorism, and incitement. Then there's Wendy Sherman, the female chief negotiator in the talks with Iran. She was a strong supporter of negotiations with and concessions toward Iran. At the time, she also refused to condemn Palestinian suicide attacks on Israelis. The appointment of Robert Malley as Biden's special envoy to Iran is another problem point. Malley is a left-wing extremist. He wants dialogue with Hamas and Syrian dictator Assad. He is also known for his aversion to Israel. Jen Psaki, another former Obama official, is now the White House press secretary. She questioned Israel's commitment to peace, but remained silent about the Palestinian refusal to return to the negotiating table. Another anti-Israel official in the Biden government is Mar Bitter, who is the new head of the U.S. Intelligence and National Security Council. He is a Palestinian-American who once wrote in a paper the following, quote, "Israel's political existence as a state is a cause for Palestinian dispossession and statelessness." Another appointment of a Palestinian-American to a key position when it comes to Israel is Hadi Amar, who is known for his radical anti-Israeli views and has strong ties to the Palestinian leadership. Rema Dudin serves in the White House. She took part in rallies against Israel calling for boycott, divestment, and sanctions. In 2002, Dudin said suicide bombings by Palestinian Arabs were the last resort of a desperate people. So here you have it. In spite of the phone call between Biden and Netanyahu, it really appears as if the relationship between Israel and the United States under the Biden administration is to drastically change for the worse. Now, in the book of Isaiah, in the 9th chapter, there's an interesting statement made predicting antagonism between the United States and the UK and Judah, in other words, the state of Israel. Now, this could refer to the time just prior to, or even at the beginning of, the Great Tribulation. But looking at the context, it could also refer to a time prior to that, in other words, to our time right now, that relationship will deteriorate, and under a new American administration in the future, it will revive, at least for a while. We have to wait and to see how the events develop. But in order to help you to better understand biblical prophecy, especially as it relates to Israel and the Middle East, and the relationship between Israel and the United States and also the United Kingdom, we have two booklets. You can easily remember the title because they both have in the title the Fall and Rise. One is the Fall and Rise of the Jewish people, and the other one is the Fall and Rise of Britain and America. These booklets are free for the asking. So thank you very much for your interest and for your attention. And until next time, I am Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.